For some, prison is where it ends. For all, court is where it begins. This ain't no TV show. This is the real world. And this is what's happening at the courthouse on KFM Mornings with Ramiz.
All right, so Weinberg Court it is.
Ramiz? Yes, Weinberg Court yesterday. It was interesting.
Was it busy?
It was. It's always busy there.
Yeah.
Court, it's a massive court, actually. Mm. I think it's about six levels.
Of courts?
Six, yeah. Six different floors of different courts. People in different issues for different things. Oh, right. My word.
Okay, so here it is. This week's What's Happening at the Courthouse, where Ramiz asks everybody one simple question.
What are you doing at the courthouse today?
I'm here for my daughter, because my daughter is telling her father that I wanted to stab her.
Oh, wow. Okay. How old is your daughter?
14 now, February.
Okay, so she's still in that teenage phase.
Yes. And she wants to be a big lady because mommy can't tell her what to do. So, now we're at the court.
Did you stab her?
No, how can I stab her when we live in an open plan house with my mommy, a sister, a brother, and a grandfather? So how can I stab her?
Why would she accuse you of that?
Because she wants to be a big lady. She wants to catch on her stuff, and mommy mustn't tell her. Mommy must just go with the flow.
Did she go to the police and lay a charge against you, or what did she do?
Her daddy took her to make a case against me. Because after 2 years, her daddy saw her for the first time in December, and after 2 weeks, she somehow went crazy and said, mommy want to stab her.
Oh, wow. Where does the father now fit in? Where is he in the situation?
No, he's the hero now. And mommy's the villain, the creature.
Oh, goodness. Are you and her father divorced or what?
Yes, we're 5 years divorced. Daddy was cheating for 13 years on mommy.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, me and the daughter, like, we caught him already.
The one that
brought me to the court today, yes.
She's now siding with him?
Yes, because it goes lekker there. It's lekker there now.
The same case?
Yeah, in mommy's veil gehad.
Oh, my goodness.
I said to the court, she can live by him. He can feel how it feels,
yes,
to make children.
To raise kids?
Yes. Because for 5 years, I was looking alone after my kids. And now I'm the wrong one. But it's fine. God reveals them. You know what? God reveals them just now. Over the sassa money he wants. He takes me for maintenance and all that, you know?
So he wants maintenance from you now?
No, he's paying maintenance for the two kids. Now he stopped the daughter's money because she's living by him. And so he said to the prosecutor, oh, and what about the sassa? So I said, no, he can have the sassa because it shows me it's not about my daughter. It's all about the sassa and the maintenance money.
I still can't understand why she would say that you stabbed her.
I don't know. I did everything alone for my kids. I said she can love by daddy, but now they're going to see no way for counseling.
Got you.
To rebuild our relationship again.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. What are you doing at the courthouse today?
Due to my sister's son trying to take over my parents' house, and I would like to just take an interdict against him and his friends from coming to our house.
Does he live there or what's happening?
He's been staying there for the past 8 years. His mom fell ill, my sister, my late sister, whom 3 years passed away, and yeah.
Obviously, you guys have taken him in and looking after him.
That is correct. I am the only one that's been working at the house, and I've been providing for them financially myself.
What is he doing to sort of put you and your sort of family in danger, as you say?
He has been selling weed. He has a lot of dodgy friends and disrespectful friends. And even my mom has been telling them to leave the property, but they refuse to leave. They just come walk.
It's obviously his grandmom, yeah?
It's his grandmother, yes.
Now, how old is he now, if I may ask?
Just turned 21.
So he knows exactly what's right and wrong?
That is correct.
And what do you expect the court here to do for you?
Basically, I just expect them to let him stop doing what he's been doing and allowing his friends to come and take over our house.
You obviously living in with your parents as well?
Yes, I do.
Has there been other issues before or is it now only of late?
This has been going on ever since my sister passed away.
So maybe it's just like a lashing out at dealing with his mother's passing.
He feels that I should have been the one that passed away. And
oh, that gone. I mean, that's not right.
That is what he said. But I am a soft-hearted person. I forgave him for that. But still, the way it's been going on now, he's making my mother ill. He's making myself ill. It's been affecting my health bad, in a bad way. But now I am trying to deal with everything myself. I do go to church a lot. I've been having a lot of prayers. People has been praying for me, but this has to stop. Yes, my fiance, I asked him to actually leave, to not to interfere, because we don't want them. His friends, they are very wild, and I don't want them to attack him. I do want him to succeed in life. I tried my best, but obviously my best was never enough for them.
You've tried your best, and that's the most important. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for listening to my story.
Sure, hectic one this morning, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two hectic ones, actually.
You're both, yeah.
Family's complicated.
Daddy cheating on mommy?
For 13 years.
Sure.
Daddy's just trying to once again hurt mommy, mm-hmm. you know, and using the child.
And teenagers.
Because where's the evidence? If the child says she was stabbed, where is the physical evidence?
It can't be that easy just to
say
falsely accuse somebody, allegedly falsely accuse somebody.
Yes, because we don't know what happened.
No, and then it goes all the way, goes that far.
You see, the thing is, it's not just the one case, you understand? Mm. So she's obviously, she wants to stay with her dad, so... Mm. The case is actually custody of
the 14-year-old.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Right. And then she added in, no, my mom stabbed me. That's safe. Why.
That's why you must move. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Okay.
But I mean, if she wants to live with her dad, then
that's what
she's
the mom
got
says.
The right to have those feelings.
Yeah.
But that's what the mom says.
And
if you want
for
to
the
go.
Wrong reasons, then her life is not going to be as sweet.
Sure. Good job, Ramiz.
Thank you very much.
A lot happening out there, eh?
Lots.
Hey, we'll wait for